What is going on, everybody? This is Jackson, and today I am coming to you from the road. Driving up to Grand Rapids to pick up a piece of equipment for our hood. So today I just had a few things on my mind, wanted to share them with you, bring you guys some value and some information. So the first thing I was going to go with was three different ways to make coffee at home. So everybody knows that we do a lot of pour-overs, we focus on them. That's going to be the first way. The second way is with a French press. Usually you can find these at a place like TJ Maxx. There's a whole shelf of them back there. Typically a glass jar, glass apparatus with a metal plunger on the top. And in a, like a metal cage with a handle on it so you don't get your hands hot. And the third one is going to be a mocha pot. This one may be the most, or the least known one. This is a, I believe it originated in Italy, but it is a small mini espresso maker that you put on your oven or stovetop, which is probably the easiest way I can describe that. So let's start with that one. So the mocha pot is typically an aluminum apparatus. It comes in three different pieces. There's the bottom chamber, there's the top chamber, and then there's like a little basket that goes in between them. So what you do, you unscrew it, it comes apart in the middle. You fill the bottom up with water. There's like a fill line, and then you put the basket in, and then you fill that basket up with brown coffee. And then you screw that on very tightly, and you put that on your stovetop, turn it on. It's I found it always easier to be with gas than electric. That's my preference of oven or stove anyway. And so you open up a little flipper on the top, turn the heat on, and let it go. You're going to end up hearing the water in the bottom boil, and that's going to create pressure, and then that's going to shoot that water up through that basket and get up through the top. It'll look like a little coffee volcano, if you will. And then this is, you have to pay close attention to this because once the water's out in the bottom, it'll just start burning. You just gotta wait until that top portion gets filled up with your coffee. Once it stops, take it off the heat. And then you have yourself a very concentrated amount of coffee. And so what I usually do with that is I make myself basically an Americano. So I heat up some water, mix that together, and that's kind of why I say it is like a espresso machine. And the it comes with some really concentrated, strong coffee. So like I said, I like to use that with Americano. The second one. The next piece of equipment I'm going to be talking about is the French press. Like I said, I already described it in the beginning. It's that glass jar, comes with a metal plunger on the top. So what you need to do here with the French press is coarsely grind your coffee, weigh it out. We do a 17-to-1 ratio. So if you're getting a 12-ounce cup of coffee, it would be 23 grams of coarsely ground coffee. Throw that in the bottom, and then you fill it up with 350 grams of hot water. And then, well, hot water, boiling water. Then you pour that on top of the coffee and let that brew for about 3.5 to 4 minutes. You take that, once the time runs up, you take that plunger, you push it down, pour out your coffee, and you got it. To me, the French press is the most simple device to make your coffee with besides just, you know, the percolator coffee. It's easy. You just grind up your coffee, you throw it in, you put in the water, and you let it sit. That's it. All done. So what you're going to want, the reason the grounds are coarse is because the grounds are fully submerged in the water for that entire 3.5 to 4 minutes. And so that means all of the coffee is getting extracted from the bean and mixed into the water. So that way it doesn't need to be as fine as in, say, the mocha pot or a 4-over, or an FX, or an AeroPress. For the longest time, I used French presses. Like I said, that is probably the easiest way to do it at home, the least amount of work. You don't have to sit there and wash it on the stovetop or keep pouring water on it like a 4-over. So, last but not least, the 4-over. 4-over is what we like to use at the shop. It is highly recognized as one of the best ways to quote-unquote craft your coffee. I currently use this at home. I have a 4-over, a Breville, I believe I have it home. I can't remember it. So this is the same ratio. We use 17:1. And so you take, for 12-ounce coffee, the same thing, 23 grams of coffee to 350 grams of water. If you want to do 16 ounces, it is 30 grams to 450. And you can use that ratio with however much or however little you want to do. It just increases the amount of coffee and water. It's very easy. So the 4-over takes about 3.5 to 4 minutes as well. But this is going to be where you're constantly putting water on top of those grounds. It needs to be a lot finer because it's spending less time with the coffee. And so the way we like to do it is we like to put about 55 to 60 grams of hot water on there initially and let it bloom for 30 seconds. Now what this does is let a lot of that CO2 gas get out of the coffee. Your CO2 gas is what makes your coffee bitter. And so you want to put a little bit of water on that so it can bloom and remove as much of that as possible so you can get a nice, smooth, delicious tasting coffee. Then you slowly and gently, in circles or spirals, pour more water into it. All while the time is going and you're putting water on, water on, water on, water on, and just do it constantly until you get to your desired amount, 350, and then you let it sit the rest of the way. And by then, it should be about 3.5 to 4 minutes, and your coffee's done. I hope this was valuable and informative, and we will be doing more of these, teaching you guys more about coffee. Thank you for joining me today. Take it easy.